Hi, I'm James Schilling-Law. I'm here aboard the Sun Princess. And actually, today we're in Marseille, and this is really the first month of cruising for Sun Princess. I'm here with the captain, Craig Street, and we're going to talk a little bit about this wonderful new ship, brand new, has all kinds of new technology, new fueling, as we learned yesterday, all kinds of things. And you're going to find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Captain, first of all, it's great to be aboard. It is amazing. I'm sure for sure you've actually been aboard since December, right?
I have, James, and it's a pleasure to welcome you on board Sun Princess. But yeah, so I was here in the shipyard since 2nd of December. I went home for 4 days at Christmas, but very much been involved in the build, bringing the ship into service, and welcoming our first guests.
So. That's great. So you now done how many revenue cruises now, Rebel?
So this is our fourth one now.
Yeah. I was supposed to be on the beginning one, but I'm here now, and so it's great to see you. Now, this is the new class of ship, the Sphere class, which I guess is because there is kind of a sphere in the middle, right?
That's exactly right. So we have the dome at the top, and then we have the spheres, side spheres on the side.
So domes and spheres. I was getting them confused for a little while, but that was it. But how many gross register tons is this? How large is this ship?
So we are the biggest in the Princess fleet, 177,882 tons. So the biggest ship actually built in Italy.
That's interesting. I heard that fact and I couldn't believe it because, I mean, you know, we think of so many big ships being built, but not in Italy. So you were built in the Fincantieri yards, right?
That's correct. So northern Italy, near to Trieste and Venice.
Now, how many total guests can be on this ship?
Well, this cruise, we've got 4,200.
Okay.
But we can go up to around the 5,000 mark. Okay. Is what we're...
Then how many crew?
So 1,650 at the moment. It's about standard. I think that's what we're going to be carrying.
Yeah. So then the other thing, interesting thing about this ship, and we learned yesterday as you were refueling, took almost half a day or something to get the LNG, the liquefied natural gas. This is what this ship runs on, right?
Absolutely. We're always looking to reduce our carbon footprint, so environmental very much forefront of our minds with everything on board here as well. It's not just the LNG, but all the other systems as well. But LNG, a first for us, very first ship in the Princess fleet, powered by LNG. But safety, as you'll appreciate, with LNG is paramount. Yeah. So actually the actual pumping of the liquid gas doesn't take too long. It's about 4 hours in total.
Right.
But it's all the setup, making sure all the safety checks are done. And then when we come to disconnect as well, it's the same thing. We have to make sure everything is safe.
Yeah, because I remember I got off the ship for lunch and when I got picked on the ship and we're ready for dinner, you finally said, okay, we're ready to go. And no smoking or anything like that, no cell phones, amazing. But it's a very different and efficient system. And what are the advantages of LNG?
Well, as I say, it cuts down our carbon footprint.
Okay.
Hugely. So that's the first thing. But it's very much a clean burning fuel for us.
No, so that's what you're running on now. Now, what's the top speed of the ship?
So we go up to about 23 knots. So we have five generators in total, two large generators, two medium, and one small. So depending on if we've got all five generators or dual fuel engines, we call them now, running, then we can go up to about 23 knots.
Pretty good. You're going to speed away, right?
That's it.
Now, you've now been running the ship and captain of the ship for a month. How is it working? How is the ship running well? I mean, I assume it is, but what have you found about it that you didn't expect?
Well, it's a spectacular ship. Just the technical innovations. It's the very first of our ships with the Azipod propulsion unit. So they're the 360-degree propellers at the back. So very first of our ships with those. Very powerful bow thrusters. So with this ship, you know, you'll appreciate the largest ship in the Princess fleet, the ports are not getting any bigger. So with those Azipod units and the power in the bow thrusters, we can really safely maneuver the ship into all the wonderful ports we take our
guests. And you really don't
to.
Need the tugs, right? Or you get some, but you really can do it by yourself, right?
Yeah, pretty much. On this ship, we can hold up to about 40 knots of wind. So, you know, nearly 50 miles an hour. And we're still able to hold.
Considering how big it is, it's amazing how that you can maneuver it like that. It's just, I know Azipods, I've seen them, but when you get these big ships, it's just amazing that you can do that. Now, what are your kind of favorite features on this ship now that you've gotten to know it a bit better? What are some of the best places that you like on the ship?
Well, as I say, driving the ship is the real fun part, but that's quite a small part of my actual duties and responsibilities. So, but just, you know, seeing people, we have a lot of returning guests to us, and being a new class of ship, very different. Some wonderful new spaces for our guests to enjoy. Some wonderful new entertainment options.
We saw the last one last night for the first show of
The Dome with Cirque Eloise, and so wonderful new productions and also venues. So we've also got the Princess Arena. We've got the Piazza, which it really is the heart of the ship, with the side globes, and we have 30 different food and beverage options for guests and different dining options.
So what is your favorite dining option?
I would have to say the American diner. I'm
really?
Quite partial to a hamburger, so that's the best I've found.
That's the best thing.
And that's actually one of the third floor on the kind of main restaurant. You've separated the main restaurant into three decks, which is kind of interesting. I've never seen that before. I'm still trying out the dining, so I'll let you know what I like the best. I saw the pizza. I think I could like this one.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's so many different options. As I say, from... You know, with the new restaurant layout at the stern of the ship with the three decks, and the views are outstanding as you look out. And then at the top, we've got Love by Brito, also with some spectacular views. And we have our suite lounge as well, which is a two-tiered lounge at the stern. And everything from there down to Kai Sushi, the pizzeria you've already mentioned, our traditional...
Have you tried every one so far?
I've tried most of them. Luckily enough, when we were doing a lot of the testing before we came into service, you know, a lot of the crew members were invited to a lot of the different venues so that we could actually trial them and make sure everything works before we welcomed the guests.
So where do you have the captain's dinner, for example?
We don't actually have a captain's dinner, but we do have a most travel guest luluncheon, and we do that at the chef's table. Okay. Which is in the restaurant at the stern of the ship.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Now, what's your background? You've been sailing with Princess for how many years now?
So I've been here since I left school. So 33 years I've been at Princess and 15 years as captain. So.
And how many? What other ships have you been captain of?
So this is my 14th ship that I've been captain of. So I've been very lucky.
So I guess
in my
they trust you to give this new one, right?
Looks like it, absolutely. And it's a real honor and a pleasure to be here. It's really the highlight of my career, even... Over all those years, I've seen many things, but this really is the highlight.
But then you just told me you're getting off the ship because you've been on for a while and you're heading back to your home, which is in Scotland, right?
That's correct, yeah, just south of Edinburgh. So my wife actually is Canadian, but we live in Scotland.
And when are you getting back on?
So I'll be back in July, so I'm going to have 3 months.
So wait till July to come see you again here.
Yeah, you'll have to come back, James. So, and then I'll be here taking the ship across the Atlantic. So September, we go up to Southampton in the south of the UK, across the Atlantic, and then we'll be cruising for the winter out of Port Everglades.
So that reminds me, where is the ship going? It's going to be in the Med from here on until September?
Yeah, that's correct. And then I say we reposition quickly up to Southampton and then across the Atlantic.
And then you'll be in the Caribbean, right?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now,
how can guests, my final question is, how would you tell guests to really best enjoy this ship that you're captaining? What are the features you think they should really make sure they do?
Well, I think, you know, cruising is so... It's such a great way to see different ports in the world, and you can relax. I think the ship itself is a venue in itself and is a destination. So first of all, come and enjoy the ship. Enjoy the wonderful sea days we have as well to relax, and then also go ashore and explore all the great ports we take people to.
Well, we're going to about to try that. I'm only on a shorter cruise, 5 days. This is part of a 9-day cruise, round trip Rome. We got on board in Mallorca, which everybody looked at us, you're getting on board here? I said, yeah, we're getting on board here. But it's been wonderful to be on this vessel. I've heard so much about it for so long. I've been seeing all the plans to begin with. I've talked to the Prince of John Paget and talked about him about all that, and it's great that it's finally here and finally sailing. And thank you so much for getting us through all these wonderful European ports.
Well, it's great to welcome you on board, James. Next time you'll have to come for longer, and we'll take you to some other wonderful ports as well.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report right from the bridge of Sun Princess.